Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College at Botano with Natural North Dakota.
Here's a bit of a description of a bird from John James Audubon's Birds of America, and I quote, "The notes of this little bird render it more conspicuous than most of its genus, for although they cannot be called very musical, they are far from being unpleasant, and are uttered so frequently during the day that one, in walking along the briary ranges of the fences, is almost necessarily brought to listen to its whittity, repeated three or four times every 5 or 6 minutes. Here's the call. That call has also been described as loud, spunky, distinct. It's been further described as a whittichy, 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 or looky here, looky here, looky here. The call of the common yellow throat is unmistakable. This bird is much more frequently heard than seen. Over the course of the summer, you're much more bound to hear this call emanating from the vegetation near the edges of a marsh or other wetland, or perhaps a thicket of shrubs in the uplands. The common yellowthroat nests over much of North America. Some of you may have learned this bird as a Maryland yellowthroat, which is now considered to be one of many subspecies. It's interesting to note that the species was first described by Linnaeus in 1766, based on a specimen from Maryland. It was among the first North American birds to be described to science. The common yellowthroat's a warbler. They're only about 4.5 inches long, and although they often stay hidden in the vegetation, if a male does present himself, he's easily identified by a conspicuous black mask, bright yellow throat and breast, and olive yellow above. Like many other birds, the females are more drab to give them protective coloration during nesting. They lack the mask and are more of an olive yellow with perhaps some yellow around the throat. So listen for that whittichy, whittichy, whittichy amongst the wetland vegetation or shrubby thickets this summer. And if you hear the common yellow throat, make a point to get out and look at this interesting and colorful warbler. You'll be richly rewarded.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can read and hear today's story at prairiepublic.org.